Ravi Sanfo is a metal sculptor living and working in Minneapolis, Minnesota. His art is contemporary African art inspired by his native country, Burkina Faso. Through his art, he wants to share the rich and impressive history and culture of West Africa.
I've been a welder for 11 years before I moved in the U.S. and actually started a small shop in my garage at home just to make things for myself, and neighbors would stop and ask me if I can make this and that, and I was doing things for mostly for neighbors. And one day my wife thought that I should try and start art fairs, and I was lucky to have a gallery here in Northeast Minneapolis to give me a show. So it took me a while, but started making tables and chairs, and that's how I started. I never made sculpture before, and this woman in the neighborhood ordered a table, but she wanted a human's figures as legs, and I wasn't sure I could make it, and told her I'll try, and then ended up making that piece with the people holding the tabletop, and she loved it and took pictures, and everybody liked it. So I asked myself, why not make sculpture? So that's how it started. Most of the time it's based on African stories, and actually my dad wrote novels and fables and Tafurico stories, so I actually based a lot of my work on his writings, and I actually created some of my own stories too, but the ideas that I get is from like normal life in Africa that I try to just give it a shape to talk about my country and also about Africa in general. When I started, it was hard for me to show details on a shorter and smaller piece, so I started making them taller and taller, and actually I'm even thinking of going even taller than what I'm doing right now. So it's an easier way for me to put a couple details that would tell a better story that people would understand. And that became my style, to make tall pieces. Also, close to 3 years and a half ago, I made a shield. Many people loved it, and many people wanted to buy it, but they thought it was too big, and they were thinking that it should look also good on a wall. So I decided to use the same techniques that I used on the shield to make geometrical shapes for the wall. Right now, I'm actually going bigger on the wall pieces that are made with copper and brass and wood and steel and tin metal.
Ravi was chosen to be a part of the 15th annual Minnesota Department of Natural Resources Adopt a River Sculpture.
The DNR cleans the river with volunteers a couple times in a year. So 1 year I was interested in doing the cleaning because someone in my building referred me as a sculptor to the DNR, and they asked me if I'm interested in participating in the cleaning the river and using all the junk metal that we will find in the river or around the river to create something. I was actually shocked things that we found in the woods and in the water actually, and I had to make a piece. The work we were doing there, cleaning the river, it made me think about community work. When we were digging, we found a lot of ants, and actually ants are, they live in community. They always work together, and they're really well disciplined in their community. So I just watched the ants and actually found my idea, and I decided I'm gonna make an ant and call it the cooperative ant. And I finished the piece, and it was at the state fair. And after that, I donated the piece to the city of South Minneapolis, and they put it on the bike trails. My favorite piece was a warrior that got me many awards and ended up being sold. It's a piece that I really miss the most right now. And it's a piece that talks about a warrior being tired and broke his shield and his sword, but he's still strong to get up and fight again. And actually, to me, that applies in real life, because sometimes we lose hope and we fall, and it's really hard for us to get up and keep on trying.
Ravi's company is Yarbi Design. Ravi Sanfo is from the Masi ethnic group and the Yarsi tribe. The young people of the Yarsi are called Yarbi, thus the name Yarbi Design. He will always be a Yarbi to his elders, and one day he'll be a Yarsi to folks younger than him. Ravi's studio is located in the Karma building in northeast Minneapolis. This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.